B'tachon for Life, Shir 1815, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshias Matas Masei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Zeldochana Bas Shalom Simcha Halevi, whose yard site is today. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send her an Ilui Nishama, and she should be Zeiche to Alechti Gagan Eden. We are discussing feeling savor, feeling appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Now let's turn a little bit. Sometimes a person is struggling with something. Sometimes a person's in a difficult situation. How does he feel appreciation then? Sometimes a person's going through a very difficult circumstance. Is it possible to feel appreciation in such a situation? Or how about if you relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam for something and he didn't come through? How should you feel then? So these are very good questions. But the first step to answer these questions is to actually do these exercises. Because the more a person writes down the chasadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, even when he's going through a difficulty, he will be able to feel appreciation. Because we all understand that life isn't perfect. We're here to perfect ourselves. And the Ribbono Shel Olam does send us nisyonos. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us tests. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends us struggles. But how do we view it? Do we focus only on the struggle? Or do we give it really the way it's supposed to be looked at? Focus on the positive. And yes, we are bothered by the struggles. But it doesn't take away from our general attitude of appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give an example. A person's very upset, Rachman al-Tzlan, he lost his job. Rachman al-Tzlan, we should never know from it. And seemingly rightfully so. And as he's walking down the street from his office to his car, Rachman al-Tzlan, he gets a phone call from his doctor. They just did a test on him and he is deathly ill. Rachman al-Tzlan, he has 3 months left to live. And his head starts spinning. And he goes into his car, he can't even drive, he's so confused. And he forgets about losing his job. Right now he's busy with losing his life. Think about that for a moment. He's sitting in his car and the world is spinning around him and he sees people driving around carefree without any issues. And he's devastated. He's sitting there for a few minutes and a few minutes later he gets a phone call. It's the doctor's office. They are so sorry. They called the wrong person. His tests are clear, Baruch Hashem. He's perfectly healthy. It was somebody else. It was the wrong person. How do you think the person feels at that moment? Let that sink in. Will Be'ezer Hashem continue.